What's up, everyone? Today, we're talking about guerrilla marketing. Now, this is a question I get asked all the time. I want to do some guerrilla marketing. Do you have any ideas or what types of guerrilla marketing do you have going on right now? So I created this video. It's five examples of guerrilla marketing. You've probably heard the term guerrilla marketing before, but you may not know exactly what that means, or you may think it means something else. So in this audio podcast, I'm going to share the definition of guerrilla marketing as well as some real-world examples in 2022 to help you figure out guerrilla marketing for your business. If you're a local business owner, you're definitely going to want to take some notes on this one, and it's a very short episode, but I wanted to get right to the point, share some tactics and some strategies with you that you can go implement as soon as you get off of this podcast. If you need some help from me, you can do that over at smartpizzamarketing.com. You can sign up for our mastermind group, one-on-one phone calls with me where I help you specifically with your marketing. Marketing changes all the time. I just had a question from one of our mastermind group members the other day about they were doing a strategy for Facebook, and Facebook changed the way you can do that strategy all of a sudden. They were doing it for months, and all of a sudden that strategy that they were using for Facebook just ceased to exist. And they asked me, Bruce, what happened? And I said, you know what? That's why you're in the mastermind group. This is exactly what you should do now because that option is no longer available. It does not work anymore. This is what you should do. And that's what happens with Instagram, with TikTok, with Facebook, with YouTube, with Twitter. All these social media platforms change all the time. You need to really be up to date and learn what's working so that way you can implement it. Because as business owners, when we're operating the business, we sometimes get stuck in this pattern where we just do the same thing over and over and over again. And before you know it, you're way behind on the technology when it comes to social media. So if I can help you in any way, head over to smartpizzamarketing.com, sign up for our mastermind group, and we will chat to see if it's a good fit for you and if it's a good fit for the group. All right, let's get into today's podcast all about guerrilla marketing. But first, a word from our sponsor. If you're looking for consistent quality and superior fresh tomato flavor, check out Stanislaus Food Products. Real Italian values guide this family-owned company. Values like work hard, never cut corners, always do your best, and keep your word. They know consistent flavor and quality is crucial to great food. That's why they work so hard to provide you with the freshest tomato flavor can after can. You can follow them on Instagram at Stanislaus Tomatoes for weekly business building ideas from other successful pizzerias. And I have to say, over the past few months, I've been using Stanislaus products in my pizzas that you see over on Instagram that I'm making at home. And I'm very happy with the results. I love this food product. And I'm very picky about who we suggest you use here on the podcast. So if you hear them on the podcast, you know I endorse them. I use them. I enjoy them. So if you're listening to this, go check them out on Instagram at Stanislaus Tomatoes. You will not regret it. What exactly is guerrilla marketing? This is a question that a lot of people get wrong. They think guerrilla marketing is something that it's not. So today we're going to explain exactly what guerrilla marketing is and how, as a local business, you can use guerrilla marketing in your business. I'm going to give you five examples of guerrilla marketing in 2022. And each one of those is going to have an example that you can follow to do in your business. The point of business is to get as many people to be aware of your business as possible. And guerrilla marketing helps you do that. First, we need to get into what exactly is the definition of guerrilla marketing so we're all on the same page here. Guerrilla marketing is a marketing tactic in which companies use surprise and/or unconventional interactions in order to promote a product or service. Guerrilla marketing is different than traditional marketing in that it often relies on personal interactions, has small budgets, and focuses on smaller groups of promoters that are responsible for getting the word out in a particular location rather than through a widespread media campaign. So what does that mean? It means that guerrilla marketing is perfect for local businesses because it helps get the word out in a unique, low-budget way to people who live in your local market. Now, guerrilla marketing can be used for cross-the-country marketing, but it's more specific to local areas, which means it's perfect for local independent restaurants, pizzerias, just like yourself, because you're looking for low budget ways to get out there and get the word out about your business. And that's exactly what guerrilla marketing can do for your business if done right. The Oxford Dictionary says innovative and unconventional and low-cost marketing techniques aims at obtaining maximum exposure for a product, which I think is a really good definition for what exactly is. Let me go into some examples, like a five or six maybe even, of different types of guerrilla marketing that maybe you don't think is guerrilla marketing, but it technically is. All right, number one, I have UGC, which stands for user-generated content. User-generated content influences people to post about your business, and then you share it on your profiles. Now, if you head over to socialmediaexaminer.com, they have a great podcast, by the way. They're going to share all of these user-generated content examples for Instagram. Now, when you think of user-generated content, Instagram just seems to come to mind because people tag themselves in certain locations, they take photos of themselves, and then they share that mostly on Instagram. Now, Instagram is changing to a more video style platform. So TikTok and Instagram are probably your two best bets for finding people who have tagged themselves or been at your location and then being able to, as a business, share that content on your social media profiles as a way to produce content. So they say, why use user-generated content on Instagram? Before diving into take advantage of user-generated content on Instagram, let's first break down what exactly user-generated content is. User-generated content is simply content created by other people that you then use as the business. The reason user-generated content works so well on Instagram and other social media platforms is it's not created by the business. It's created by an individual who usually doesn't have anything to gain. Now, user-generated content is different than influencer marketing. Influencer marketing is generally solicited by the business to do something. User-generated content is just somebody likes your product or service so much, or there's something so unique in your business that they took a picture or a video, tagged them as being at your location, and then shared that on their social media profiles. That's all that user-generated content is. So how do you generate user-generated content? Like, how do you get people to do content for you? You have to have something unique about your business. If you don't have something unique about your business, then it's going to be hard to get people to share your business. You either have to have a great product or service, have something unique that you do, which I'm going to share as number five on this list, so stay tuned for that, or you have built such a great community that people just want to be involved with what you do. Now, if you look here on Allbirds, they have a hashtag, #WeAreAllBirds. So this must be something that is product specific to them that people want to be a part of. I know that when I did a podcast with Tyler Anderson, we talked all about user-generated content. And the one of the examples that he gave was Yeti. So Yeti is a cooler, but they do a lot more than just coolers nowadays. But they're such a well sought after brand that people often tag themselves and tag Yeti in Instagram posts when they are using the product. They want to share with their friends and family on social media that they are using those products. So how do you get user-generated content? Think of your business in a unique way. Do you have something unique about your business? Do you have a community that you've built? Do you have something that nobody else does? Or is your product just so good that people want to share about it? If you go into Instagram, search your business, either the location or the name of your business, I guarantee if you're good, people have tagged themselves either with your product or in your business. So start there. Now, make sure you ask permission if you can use it. All you got to do is easily send them a DM and say, hey, I love this photo that you took. Do you mind if I use it and I'll tag you on our business profile page? For the most part, I'm sure people will say yes. All right, number two for guerrilla marketing tactic is use a mural of something that is unique. Now, I know that a lot of people have seen the image of Instagram, and I'll share it here, of the wings on a wall. A lot of people go to that spot. Now, there's probably many of them across the country or wherever you are, but somebody drew wings or butterfly wings or angel wings on a wall, and people gravitate to it to take photos of themselves to then share on Instagram. So think to yourself, what can I do in my business to create something, either a mural or some unique photo opportunity for people to come to my business and take a photo and then share it? Now, the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to tell people to do it. Nobody on social media likes to be told to do something. They want to find it on their own or see that other people are doing it, and then they will tag along. We're a bunch of followers on social media, but we don't want to be told by a business to do something. We want to see somebody else doing it, and then if we think it's cool, we'll hop on that bandwagon. So look at your business and say, all right, what can I create that's either a mural on a wall, either inside or outside, that's so unique and cool that somebody would want to take a picture of themselves and then share it on social media and then tag your business, like this example that you're seeing right here. Next one is influencer marketing. Now, we haven't done too many podcast episodes about influencer marketing, but if you look at your business and where you're located, people often associate influencer marketing with high follower counts. And it doesn't have to be that way. If you are a local business, influencer marketing just means reaching out to people who have influence in your local area and seeing if they want to come into your restaurant and try something for free, for nothing. You don't have to incentivize them or say, hey, you can come into my restaurant, I'll give you a free dish, but you have to post here. Just do it and invite them in. And if your service or your product is good enough, I guarantee you they will share it on their own, especially if they have some sort of social profile that's influential in your area. So how do you get started with influencer marketing as a local business? Reach out to people in your area. There's probably 15 to 25 people in your local market who are on TikTok. Don't forget about TikTok. It's not just an Instagram thing. Who are on TikTok or Instagram who have influence. Now, it could be anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 followers, and you really want to dive deep and do your due diligence on their engagement on each post. Find those people who have influence in your area, reach out to them. You can start the conversations on their photos or videos themselves. Just leave a genuine comment, like the photo, do that a couple times, and then reach out in the DM and say, hey, listen, I love what you're doing in our local area. I see that you have a huge audience of people who live around our business. I'm a local business owner. I would love for you to come in one time and check me out. Here's a $10 gift card or a free coupon code for an appetizer or an entree. The next time you're in my area, I would love to invite you in because I guarantee you're going to like it. Do something like that. It doesn't have to be super elaborate. It could just be something like that. And if you're good enough, they will share it on their social profiles. Do that to 10 to 15 to 20 different people in your area, and you have an influence and marketer campaign going, and you don't need a company to help you do it. All right. Number four, Cameo. Now, Cameo is a website where celebrities or social media celebrities or semi-celebrities go in and create videos for people in exchange for money. Now, I know that you think of guerrilla marketing, you think for free, but it just means inexpensive. Now, I wouldn't necessarily hire the most well-known celebrities on here, but this is Irving Fryer. And I'm from the Boston area. And Irving Fryer was a receiver on the New England Patriots back in the 80s and 90s, I believe. And as a kid, I remember hearing his name. Now, if someone sent me a happy birthday or a message from Irving Fryer, I would think that's pretty cool. And I think it's only $50. So what can you do with the celebrities or local influencers who are in your area who people would know? There's got to be local sports people or local TV celebrities who aren't super famous that are on Cameo that in exchange for $50 or $100 would create a message for your business. Now, they do have a business platform on Cameo, and it could be pretty expensive depending on who the celebrity is. But I would start with somebody who was on your sports team when people were kids and just have them endorse your business with a quick 1 minute video. You can promote that on your social media platforms, put it on your website, and you can do it multiple times over the course of the next 6 to 12 months and have all of these endorsements from local celebrities. If somebody pops on your website, they're going to recognize Irving Fryer if you're from Boston. If you're from Boston and you're over the age of 35, you probably know who Irving Fryer is or have at least heard his name. So go on Cameo, search your area for local athletes or local celebrities. Click on the buy now and have them create a message for your business. The next thing is go big, and this is number five, go big or go home. California restaurant chain known for giant pizzas opening in first location in Toronto. Now, this place is called Big Mama's and Papa's Pizzeria, and they create gigantic pizzas. Now, I know a lot of pizzerias do a 20-inch pizza, but that's not that big in the grand scheme of things. Look at how gigantic this pizza is. They've been at the Oscars. They've been on TV shows. They've been celebrities have tagged them as ordering their pizzas and posted it on Instagram. Like this guy right here. Look at how big this pizza is compared to this gentleman. When you create something gigantic, people love to go and try it out and then tell their friends about it on social media. It's a gimmick. I get it. The pizza's probably not that great. Well, I don't know. I've never had it. Maybe it's fantastic. But it's more of a marketing, guerrilla marketing tactic or gimmick to get people to talk about your business. So think about your business and what can you create that is gigantic for people to talk about on their own social media platforms. What can you do in your business that is so outrageous that if somebody buys it or somebody wants to buy it or work with a group of people and buy it and then post it on their social media, there's got to be something in your business, even a contest, a large pizza like this, an event that's so outrageous that people will want to come to and then share about being there. Think about your business and what you can create like this gigantic pizza from Big Mama's and Papa's Pizzeria in California. All right, the next thing is social media. Yes, social media is guerrilla marketing. If you go back to the definition of guerrilla marketing, it is getting as much exposure as you possibly can and in a unique and fun way for as little as cost as possible. That's exactly what organic social media does for you. My friend Marco the Pizza Man has done this fantastic with TikTok. He started his TikTok about a year ago. We did a podcast over on Smart Pizza Marketing. We talked about his business, and he was just getting started on TikTok. And since then, he's grown to 260,000 followers. Now, what does he do? He really researches and follows the trends on Instagram, whether that be audio or video trends. And then he recreates a skit or something like that in his pizzeria. And if you go over to his TikTok account, you can see that some of these videos get 50, 100, 200,000 views because he just creates fun, engaging, guerrilla marketing style videos for TikTok. And the good thing about creating videos for TikTok is you can download those with a TikTok free watermark program on the internet. And then you can upload those to Instagram Reels as well. And Instagram will share it just like TikTok did. So don't just think of guerrilla marketing as offline marketing. You can do guerrilla marketing with social media. Remember back to the definition. You want to get as much exposure for your business as you can with as little cost as possible. TikTok right now is a great way to do that. You should probably check out the podcast that we did with Andrew all about getting started with TikTok marketing for local businesses. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to this video. Hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to the audio version of that, hit subscribe, share it out. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Everything we mentioned will be in the comments. Go check it out for yourself, and we'll see you right back here on the next one.